Simpson and her friend in 1994. He was cleared but was later found to have been responsible for their deaths in a civil trial. He died yesterday surrounded by his family after suffering with cancer. Speaking at a parole hearing in 2017, the former athlete said all he cared about was his loved ones.
Right now I'm at a point in my life where all I want to do is spend time with my, as much time as I can with my children, my friends, and I'm not looking to be in the media.
Israeli media says the IDF has killed three sons of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Here, Rishi Sunak has said Iranian threats to carry out a missile strike against Israel are unacceptable. Tehran's vowed to retaliate after two of its top generals were killed in an airstrike. A supposed mistress who was pregnant when she was wrongly jailed has refused to accept the apology of a former boss who celebrated her conviction. David Smith said he was told the Horizon IT system was tamper-proof. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is bringing in new features to protect young people from intimate images. It will be automatic on accounts for under 18s. Workers at the Tata Steelworks in Port Talbot. It's in opposition to the loss of 2,800 jobs. Sports and Liverpool host Italian side Atalanta tonight in the first leg of their Europa League quarter-final. Meanwhile, West Ham take on the Bundesliga leaders Bayer Leverkusen in Germany. Manager David Moyes says his players have nothing to fear.
Two teams play with 11 players, game on the pitch. I don't see anything which has happened in the links of any real reference. We know Leverkusen are a very good team, but I don't see the point at all about first in the Bundesliga and we're seventh in the Premier League.
And Aston Villa have Real in the first leg of their Europa Conference League qualifier. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Ricky's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour. We're going to start off with some music and a classic from the Police number one back in 1980. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page. But the marker, she's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Jump!
sounds good, that one, doesn't it? The Police and Don't Stand So Close to Me. We've got a couple of match reports to bring you this evening, and a special guest a bit later on in the programme, because Hornchurch sealed the Isthmian Premier League title on Saturday, and they will be playing their football in the National League South next season. I'm going to be talking with Brady Howard, a big fan of the club, and he is also a student who is looking to make a career in sports media, so I'll be having a chat with him a bit later on. But first off, I'm going to focus on the FA Vars and say a big congratulations to Romford, who are going to Wembley. The Essex Senior League club had the second FA Vars semi-final on Saturday. Had drawn that tour with Lincoln United the previous week at Rookery Hill, and they travelled up to Lincolnshire for the second leg on Saturday. It finished 0-0, and the match was decided on penalties and a quite epic shootout by the sound of things, which ended up being won 10-9 by the Borough. So a Wembley appearance awaits them on Saturday, May the 4th, at non-league finals day, and hoping to join them will be Great Wakering Rovers, who had their previously postponed first leg away to Worcester City on Saturday, and Wakering lost 1-0, but they have a chance to, of course, because the second leg takes place at their Boroughs Park ground this Saturday, and it's a sellout. I believe the ground has 3,000 capacity, and there will be no spare spaces on the day. So the best of luck to Great Wakering Rovers. It could be an all-Essex final. Turning our attention now to the National League, and on Saturday, Dagenham and Wrexham to Woking for the way fixture. Following them down to Surrey was our reporter Andy Gardner. I can bring you a full-time report from him now.
It's finished all. Woking 3, Dagenham Redbridge 2. A thrilling climax to this one after a disappointing second half. And a big boost to Woking's relegation battle. They started really well and went in front after just 6 minutes when Elliot flapped a free kick and Jermaine Anderson did the business to finish. And Woking did threat to blow Dagenham away in the first 10 minutes. Got Cuthbert denied by the legs of Justin. Ricky Kulpoa also bring a save from Justin. But then out of the blue, Dagenham were gifted an equaliser when an Elliot Justin goal kick slipped under the foot of Scott Cuthbert, and the ball fell to Ryan Hill, who had a one-on-one with Jasper Lynam, and he coolly slotted under Jasper Lynam to make it 1-1. And Dagenham were in the ascendancy and the better team for a large spell of the rest of the game. Effiong put a header over the top, and then Hill had a pile driver tipped over by Jasper Lynam. Second half was a little bit disappointing. It was heading to a draw, which really wasn't going to suit Woking at all. But then the game exploded into life with three goals in the last 5 minutes. The first of those was another defensive slip-up. This time, Josh Hare of Dagenham just slipped over. Didn't seem to be any danger at that time. To substitute Kevin Burko, who ran on and coolly finished. And then we had an amazing goal up in 93 minutes. Another substitute, Jaden Luca, picked up the ball from a fair distance. Lovely touch. And a beautiful curling shot into the corner to finish the game. Keep a check for that one on the highlights in the week. Fantastic goal to settle this game. Dagenham finished, though. Pulled one back in 95 minutes. Another substitute on target. Connor Lawless this time with a shot from outside the box. Home side held on for a vital 3 points in front of a crowd of 544. It has finished Woking 3, Dagenham and Redbridge 2.
So the Daggers narrowly edged out down in Surrey on Saturday. Southend United weren't in action at the weekend, but they were on Tuesday night and travelled to Wealdstone, keeping up their very, extremely slim hopes with only two games for them left to play of making playoffs, as they came back from behind to beat their host Wealdstone by 2-1. Manny Duku had scored midway through the first half to give Wealdstone, a side struggling against relegation at the moment, the lead. But Nathan Ralph at half time to level the scores, and Cam Wiley won it with his goal after 61 minutes. So those 3 points took Southend up to ninth place. Dagenham and Redbridge, after that defeat at the weekend, they are currently in 14th. I'm John Charmer, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Turning our attention to the National League South, and Chelmsford City went into their home match with Slough Town at Melbourne Park on Saturday in the knowledge that they will be definitely playing in the playoffs, having already secured a slot in those. They ended up being held to a 1-1 draw by the Berkshire side. Chelmsford took the lead through George Alexander on 54 minutes, but Slough scored a late equaliser in front of 1,064 spectators at Melbourne. But Chelmsford still in second spot. Braintree Town also booked a playoff spot after they travelled to Western Supermare and picked up a 1-0 win. Tom Blackmore, the scorer of the only goal of the match for the Iron with 20 minutes left. Could still be joining them. They were away at Truro City on Saturday. They picked up a 1-1 draw. Andy Terry scoring Avely's goal after 11 minutes. On Tuesday night, Braintree were back in action as they faced Taunton Town at Cressing Road, but they were held to a 0-0 draw by a side currently struggling in the relegation zone. Incidentally, Yeovil Town league leaders could win the league tonight if they avoid defeat against Truro City. Chelmsford are the only, Maidstone, the only side who mathematically could still catch them. But Yeovil have two games in hand on the second and third side. So realistically, they are going to be champions. Braintree in fifth place, but as I say, short of a playoff spot. In between them, Worthing in fourth, Bath in sixth, Hampton, Richmond are in seventh, Avely in eighth place. They've got two games left and they're 2 points behind Hampton, Richmond on 67, so they could still make it. The other end of the table, Dover already. Haven and Waterlooville have now joined them, and they will also be playing a step three next season after they were beaten 2-1 by fellow strugglers Dartford in 21st place, Taunton Town at the other side in the drop zone in 22nd. So on to the Isthmian Premier League, and big congratulations to Hornchurch, who sealed the Isthmian Premier League title on Saturday by beating Town, the only side who could have beaten them until that point by 2-1. And our guest this week we're going to be hearing from him now, Bailey Howard, Hornchurch fan, and he is going to tell us now what a special occasion it was for the club on Saturday. So, Bailey, congratulations to everybody involved at Hornchurch on securing the ESPN Premier League title. I know you're a keen fan of the club. It must have been a pretty emotional day on Saturday.
Oh yeah, definitely. After 2 years of not securing the playoff final, it was heartbreaking and everything to the club, I think, over us. And this year was a special year, of course, because of our century year. So I think everyone at the club put a big effort in. We got beyond the team. The owner, Alex Sharp, got new signings in, and I appreciate him for doing that, because he's been the only one that we can appreciate, him and the boys at the club. They've done good things. And bringing Steve Morrison at the beginning of the season, he was a brilliant appointment for us, and he got us halfway through the season. We were unbeaten, which was something special to do. And they're a special team with character, and they always gave it with a fight. And there was only one thing that we all had to do, and it was to get the promotion. But no, Saturday was my birthday, of course.
Oh no,
and it was a birthday to Saturday with the team that was chasing the season. We've done it all season, scoring 94th minutes goals, and it was a thrill moment when that final whistle blew. It was emotional, really, to be honest. Everyone ran on the pitch, and
last summer, it did raise a few eyebrows when that was Steve Morrison, because, you know, he already had experience as a manager, but at a much higher level. I mean, you know, his previous club was Cardiff City in the Championship. But after that fantastic start you made, he moved on a few months ago, having been offered the job at Sutton United. Darren McMahon come in, and he's kind of kept up the momentum, I suppose, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Darren McMahon, a brilliant manager who's experienced the National League, and, you know, I'm sure we're in good hands next season. But, yeah, when we got rid of Mark Stimpson, I give him fortune for what he'd done for the club over the past seasons. You know, he won us the FA Trophy. We beat the likes of Notts County. And that, unfortunately, I wasn't able there to be throughout that season because of the COVID. But I was able to see us win at Wembley. I was able to be there with my family, and it was a brilliant day. But over the 2 years, we've had two brilliant seasons, but we've let down at the final hurdle, to be honest. And it was heartbreak, as what we all say. But when he left, it was a bit of a bomb, but we needed something to give us momentum to go again. And I think the club might have made the right decision to let him go. And when Steve came in, there was a big, oh, that's big appointment. We want to go up. And that's what it meant. When Steve got appointed, it meant go on to things. And Steve, I give Steve Morrison a huge due. He's changed the club phenomenally with training, the signings who were coming in, like the likes of Leahy, Lennon, Pete. They were on card books. He brought in for a long time. The likes of Ryan Scott got the win against Averley, Nathan Green. I think they were done before Steve Morrison came in. I don't know for sure, but I think they were done before the appointment. But when he came in, we noticed there was a difference in change of where the momentum were going. And throughout the season, halfway through, Steve came in and everything was spot. Fantastic to see. Drawing week in, week out, we didn't really see much of a loss throughout, and I thank Steve Morrison for doing that, of course. Yeah. But I think everyone knew that he was going to go at some stage, and unfortunately it happened halfway through the season, which was a shame, because of it might have got somewhere bigger future on. But at the moment, I give him his due for leaving us and going to hopefully save Sutton United at the end of the season. But then we refurbished. We brought in Lewis Spence interim, and I give him my fabulous due for what he did with Colin McBride. 4 games and we were unbeaten. We could have lost 5 games there and it might have gone pear-shaped. Yeah. But Lewis Spence done really well there with Colin McBride, and we all got together. The fans got behind the team then, and we come out with Darryl McMahon. And since Darryl McMahon's been in, I give him my full due as well. He's done fantastic at the club. Everything has particularly stayed the same since Steve come in, but Darryl McMahon has come in and done a phenomenal job for the club. He got the group going, to be honest, because I think the group wanted. Because I think the group wanted, there was only one aim for us, and it was to go up this year, and it's been done. So now we can all enjoy the rest of the season. And our thanks to Dahl for doing that, of course.
OK, so next season, of course, you're going to be, well, the club's going to be in the National League South, which is going to be a whole new ball game. A lot of people say there's quite a golden standard between Step 3 and Step 2. Of non-league. Do you think the basis of the league and the infrastructure at the club, knowing that is going to be able to cope with that kind of step up in status?
We've deserved to come up in the past 2 years with the momentum we've had, and this year, we're definitely going up, or you're not going up. Showing what we are by massively. Next year is going to be I'm going to particularly take it as a come and go. We I'm going to enjoy it as whatever. But I think we're going to have. There's things and changes for every club. When they go up, things are going to change. New signings. And people are going to leave us. But who knows? I think the group might re-stick and, But I think Alex Sharp, good champion. I think he'll back us. And, next season, it'll be exciting to go to the likes of Truro, Torquay. Me saying that they're a dream destination. But look, Averley, they beat us last year. They're fighting for the playoffs. So... Yes. Who knows? We could do the same as them and hopefully, edge on the edge of another back-to-back promotion. But it's a tough ask to do, but I think we'll go up and I think we could be in good hands. But it would be a tough ask, I think.
Sure. Okay, just want to ask you about yourself as well, Bailey, because... I understand you're currently studying sports business and sports journalism. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So where about are you studying that?
So I study at UCFB at Wembley Stadium. So I go there 3 times a week. When I'm off, I do my work at home. Or I travel up and I'll do my work there, sort of thing. So I study sports business and sports broadcasting there. I really enjoy it. It's my first year there out of 3 years. I've come out with a good first year, to be honest, and I'm really proud of what I've achieved there so far. I've met good people across my time there so far, and I can't wait for the next few years, what it's going to bring me, of course. So, but no, I'm hoping to get a role or whatever in the sports industry, as that's my passion. I love the sport. I love the stats. I love everything about football these days. The fans, we are, to be a fan of non-league club. Us Hornchurch fans as well, we've been standing this year home in and we've been singing that in prayer all season, and I'm sure we're going to continue that on Saturday at Margate, I'm sure. And bring it into the National League South, whoever's, you know, waiting for us, let them come, because we're going to bring the noise, I'm sure.
Okay, well, say congratulations again to Hornchurch. We really have season, and we all wish you the very best in the National League South next season, and maybe on a personal note, all the best with your studies as well. Hopefully we'll talk again at some point soon.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks.
So that was Bailey Howard talking to me this afternoon. Thanks to Bailey for his time. So on to that match on Saturday, which was played in front of 1,318 spectators at Bridge Avenue. It finished Hornchurch 2, Chatham Town 1. Femi Akinwande put the Urchins ahead on 64 minutes. There was a late equaliser for Chatham. Former Billericay Town striker Rowan Liebert scored that equaliser 2 minutes from time, but in the fourth minute of injury time, Liam Nash, who has got so many goals for Hornchurch this season, scored the vital winner, and that resulted in joyous scenes down at Bridge Avenue as Hornchurch were confirmed as champions. Elsewhere in the Eastbourne Premier League, there was one fixture on Friday night, and United, who won 3-1 away at Cray Wanderers. The scorers for the Tags were Sakaria Hassan after 21 minutes, Luke Mopavit, who scored in the second minute of time added on. In the second minute of second half injury time, Pedro Carvalho made it 3-1 after Cray had levelled. He put one back 15 minutes from the end. Getting back to Saturday, and Billericay Town, after a really dismal run of 8 games without a win, have got their season back on track, and they're still in with a chance of making the playoff spots. They travelled to Haringey Borough on Saturday, scoring 6 goals without reply. It included a hat-trick for Bradley Stevenson, first of those coming from the penalty spot. Moses Emmanuel got a couple, and 11 minutes from time made it 6-0, and Paul Haringey were relegated after that, as were Kingstonian, incidentally, who lost 3-1 at home to another struggling side, Margate, who, as Bailey mentioned, face Hornchurch on Saturday. Canby Island, meanwhile, they were not in action on Saturday, but Concord Rangers were. They lost 2-0 at home to Wingate and Finchley. Tuesday night saw Canby lose 2-0 at home to Lewis. The goals currently in 17th place, although they are safe. Pretty much safe from the drop. But Concord, sadly for them, are relegated. The bottom club lost 4-0 away to Whitehawk. It's been a sad decline, really, because not so long ago, not that many years ago, Concord were finishing in the playoff spots in the National League South, and they won the 2020 FA Trophy as well. But those days seem a long time ago. Now they have now suffered a second successive relegation, and they will be playing their football in the Isthmian North next season. Hornchurch had another win on Tuesday night. They beat Cray Wanderers by 2-0. Liam Nash was on target once again in the 19th minute, and 8 minutes from time, Thomas Avagustidis scored a second to ensure all 3 points for the Urchins, who of course are in first place, 15 points clear, currently on second place. Chatham down four games officially in Horsham are also playing spots, but Billy Wiki Sound still chance of joining him. Hashtag a night after their Friday night win. Canberra Island 17th and Concord, as I say, they are now bottom and sadly they are relegated.
Lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 to 7 on Phoenix FM.
Sadly, there was no 98 Not Out tonight. Darren's gone too well, unfortunately, so him a speedy recovery. Continuing our roundup of the men's game, we turn our attention now to the ESPN North, and there was some Friday night football at the Brentwood Centre Arena, where Brentwood Town took on Grays Athletic, and it was a 3-1 victory for the home side. The Blues now were edging towards a playoff spot, and that's not done the chances any harm at all. So the scorers for Brentwood were in the first half were Romel Evans Royal on 20 minutes, Warren Reid with a penalty in first half injury time, Matt Ascana for Grays on 58, but 4 minutes later Matthew McKenzie scored once again. Moving on to Saturday's games, and victory for another side in the top five, Bowes and Pitsy. They beat Enfield 1-0 at the Len Salmon Stadium. TQ Addy scored the only goal of the game from the penalty spot 6 minutes into the second half. Maldon and Tiptree, who incidentally have now parted company with manager Liam Bailey, lost 1-0 at Bury Town on Saturday. Bailey has left the club to concentrate on his full-time job as the under-21 assistant coach at Colchester United. Jamie Hewitton, who was Bailey's assistant, joined the club at the start of this season, and Kewerton has replaced him on an interim basis. Basildon United to Norfolk on Saturday to take on Goulston, and had to settle for a point in the end. Finished a 3-3 draw. Mills scored from the penalty spot after 7 minutes. They won another penalty on 25, but Samir Ali won and scored, and Ruben Bartlett Antwi was their other scorer on 65 minutes. There was also a goalless draw between Clayton Swift and Redbridge. Brightling Sea Regent had a thumping win. They won at Ipswich Rovers without reply. Collis helps himself to a hat-trick for Regent. Kyle Fletcher got a couple. He got a hat-trick as well. And Marley Andrews was the other scorer for Brightling Sea. Victory for Walthamstow, 3-0 on the way to the bottom club. Stone Market Town are now relegated. Michael Barrett, Jared Small and Thomas all finding the net for Walthamstow in the second half of that game. Witham Town lost 2-1 at home to the league leaders Lowestoft Town. Archie McFadden was the goal scorer for Witham in that game. Tuesday night saw Brentwood Town at home to Bowers and Pitsy, and Bowers have scored, moved up to second place and sealed a playoff spot in the process. Based on goals from Bennett Vavrada and Matt Price. Jonathan and Zeko replied for Brentwood 10 minutes from time, but with just 2 minutes left, Ben Williamson made it 3-1 to Bowers. Redbridge won on Tuesday night. They beat United by a goal to nil at Oak Park during the match on 16 minutes. Morden Tiptree sealed Stowmarket Town's fate. They travelled out to Southend to take them on and ended up winning by 5-2. North Britain's got a hat-trick. Shane Temple and Harry Phillips were the other scorers for the Jabbers. And there was another three for Walthamstow, who could still make the playoff spots. They beat Heybridge Smith by 5-1. They were already 4-0 up. Enjoy Tom Gallo and Brian Moses, the scorers for them. And Kimani Thomas made it 5-0 4 minutes after the break. Rob Harvey pulled back one back for Swift 9 minutes into the second half, but it finished Walthamstow 5-1. Tonight, incidentally, Redbridge back in action. They great Athletic at Parkside. So Lowestoft Town are top of the table, 5 points clear of Bowers and Pitsy, who are now in second place. Bowers have played one less than Lowestoft. Phoenix and Walton now third, and fourth. All of those sites incidentally assured of playoff spots. At least Brentwood need just another 3 points from their last the same. They remain in fifth place, and Walthamstow, who mathematically could still join them, they are sixth. The other end of the table, Stowmarket Town, still without a win this season. They are relegated. A few more bits and pieces from the Isthmian North, and news from Brentwood Town, who for some time now have been looking to, they've had what's called Project 3G. They've been looking to install a 3G pit at Brentwood Arena, and it's now been confirmed. Club chairman Jez Dickinson has announced that the installation of a 3G pitch at the ground will commence on Tuesday the 7th of May. As well as the pitch works, improvements will also be made to the clubhouse. The works are expected to be completed by the end of July, so this should be in time for the start of the 2024-25 season. The club have announced we're incredibly excited about what promises to be a new era for the football club. We would like to express our gratitude to everyone who has contributed to and supported Project 3G. So that has got to be good news, not only for the club, but for the community as well. Just news of a couple of transfers in the North as well. Well, a few actually, because there were a total of four new faces at United. Phil Bagdavid come on loan from Leighton Orient. They've also signed midfielder Mako Welch on loan from the OT. He's a second year scholar at the Brisbane Road Club. And Ben Lane, a goalkeeper, has joined on dual registration from Buckhurst Hill of the Essex Senior League, and Chane Linder, who is a defender, from Espen Premier. Well, they're relegated now, but they've been in the Espen Premier this season, having a borough. And also, as a new face at Walthamstow, Addy Inga Cole made his debut for them at Whittam on Saturday after he signed from Folkestone in Victor of the Isthmian Premier League. Much travelled player, and his previous clubs include Sterling at Essex, Billericay Town, Avely, Braintree Town, Grays Athletic, Morgan, and Tiptree, and Hayward Swift. Staying at step four. Moving on to the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey drew 0-0 away to Barton Rovers on Saturday, and they remain in fifth place. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, Friday night game saw Ilford beat Athletic Newham by 2-1. Saturday's results were as follows: 0-0 draw between FC Clacton and Sporting United. Beat Holbridge Sports by a 0-0. There was a 2-2 draw between Sappington Town and Housted Town. Takeley beat Tilbury. They were beaten 3-2 by fellow promotion hopefuls Woodford Town. Cobsham Town are already relegated. They picked up a 3-3 draw at Coggeshall Town. Tuesday night, meanwhile, saw Great Wakering Rovers beat Holby Sports 4-1, and Ilford picked up a 4-3 win away at Takeley. So, points clear at the top of the table. Very close to the title. Wigan in second, 10 points behind them in on centre. Romford, Barking and Sporting Bengal United up the top five.
98.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. Moving 51 to 36 in the third division, one south, saw Hutton where they took on May and Baker, Arikita, and down there watching this one.
Friday evening, Hutton 3, May and Baker 0, and with two league games to spare, Hutton have made it through to the end of season playoffs in their first season level. It was a comfortable win in the end against May. They went in front after 4 minutes when Josh got to the cross. Robinson's shot was saved by Riddle, but the rebound was swept in by Hallowell. Again, Robinson had a great first half. He's in the 10th and the Ricky Town. And he worked some magic in the 14th minute, but his cross shot just missed the far post. Once I run down to the moon briefly, when Josh Seale picked up two offences in a couple of minutes, he had to go into the sin bin, but what? Increased their length. Harry Rollins, his second goal in the half. Josh Boxer intercepted a poor defensive pass. Set up Rollins' first time shot into the corner. From a very impressive play to make it. Well, that was the score at half time. And it was more of the same in the second half. Hutton dominated proceedings. Very eventful minute on the hour. Defender. But almost half the length of the pitch, put himself into a great position for a goal of the season contender, but his shot went wide. And just a minute later, back in his own penalty box, he was just handled a shot and gave away a penalty. So an eventful minute for him. Luckily for him, the penalty by Anthony Cotton was brilliantly saved by Jamie Grossart. So the home side's 2-0 lead remained. And they soon made it 3-0. And Josh Boxer, who'd just gone down for cramp, a tremendous shot into the corner after 78 to make it 3-0, game over. And they've had more as well. So a great night for Hutton in front of a crowd just shy of 200. As I say, they've reached the playoff. They will finish in fourth place, effective third, because Harlow Town.
Oh, sorry about that. We lost the end of Bandy's report there, but you got the gist of it. Congratulations to Hutton, who have had a tremendous first season in senior football. Looking at Saturday's results, a 4-1 win for leaders Benfleet against Brimsdown. Beat Basildon Town 3-2. Cannonswood beat Southend Manor 4-1. It beat Clapton 1, Tower Hamlets. Dunmow Town 1-2-0 at Hoddesdon. New Forest beaten 1-0 at home by North West London, and it finished Parkview 4, Wormley Rovers 3. Monday nights or 1-0 draw between Barkingside and Tower Hamlets. May and Baker were in action on Tuesday night, 1-2-1 away to North West London. And last night there were 3 matches. Basildon Town beat Newbury Forest 3-0. Benfleet beat Parkview 3-0. And those two wins for Benfleet have edged them closer to the title. They are 9 points clear of second place Wormley Rovers. Hollow, who's Andy mentioned, are not going to be promoted. They're in third. Hutton are in fourth. Clapton Community. They are currently in fifth place. And we're just going to quickly look at the Essex side in the Thurlow at Division 1 North. Saturday saw a 4-2 win for Holland at home at Sir Whittle's Athletic. And Needham Market under 23 to 1. Wivenhoe were back in action on Tuesday night as we won all away to Witten United. And last night saw a victory for Hamilton Park, who won 3-1 at the Parsons Road. Framlingham Town still at the top of the table, Great Yarmouth in second. Anyway, Pegasus in third. Holland in fourth. And Cornard United, they are currently in fifth place.
If you Michelle Ward, prawn cocktail.
I love
a prawn cocktail.
Jane.
In fact, I never stopped talking, and I rubbed basically all the skin off the inside of my face. You can answer my question of the day. I think men go, of course, from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, they don't. Stick guests and super music. One item in the diet. Humour, really.
Yes.
Weekdays 10 till 1.
So, only 14 minutes left before I make way for Gareth Williams and Bumper to Bumper. Still a lot to cram in. So, now it's on to our women's roundup as we focus on the local non-league... women's sides from our local non-league clubs. And just want to mention that it's the Essex Women's Cup final tonight, and it's our two clubs from the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division. Billericay Town are playing hashtag United Women at Dagenham, which is Chigwell Construction Stadium. Neither side were in league action last Sunday, but hashtag have a league match this Sunday. They are away to Ipswich Town Women. Moving on to the Eastern Region Premier Division, Barking lost 3-2 to Wormley Rovers ladies in the League Plate semi-final on Sunday. This Sunday, Bowers and Pitsy ladies are in league action to the league leaders at Rail Bedford ladies. And just looking at Division 1 South, that league, there was a couple of league matches last Sunday. Lawford ladies were beaten 1-0 at home by Watford ladies. And Southend United ladies had a 2-0 win at home to Stanway Pegasus ladies. There were two fixtures this Sunday. Billericay Town Women Development away to Watford Ladies Development, and Lawford Ladies, they are away to Wormley Rovers Ladies. London East Regional League Division 1 North, Clapton Community beat Denham United 2-0 at home, and Hackney lost 3-1 at home to Bradford. Sunday, Bradford and the visitors at the old-spotted dog, where Clapton Community Women will be hosting them. Hackney, meanwhile, have a pretty tough away fixture against leaders Sport London East Benfica. And just a quick look at the results in the Essex County Women's League Premier Division. Sunday saw Bowers and Pitsy Reserves beat Ladies 2-1. Finnish Corinthians 0, Toby Ladies 4. Lee Ramblers Ladies 0, Romford Ladies 2. And Stanway scored 7 against Tigers Ladies without reply. This Sunday there is Cup action. With the League Cup semi-final, Chelmsford City Women taking on Colchester United Women, and three league games as well. Bowers and Pitsy Reserves play Hutter Reserves, Frontiers take on Toby Ladies, and Romford Ladies take on Stanway Rovers Ladies. Musical break, and then we'll have a preview of the forthcoming week's men's fixtures. Brand new from Paul Weller, and it's called Soul Wandering.
So unfair.
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the men's fixtures for this weekend in the National League. Southend United away at AFC Fylde. Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Hartlepool. National League South, Yeovil Town could win the league on Saturday if they don't tonight. Away to Truro City. Chelmsford City in second place, Tunbridge Angels. Braintree Town are away to already relegated Haven, Waterlooville and Aveley travel to Supermare. It's been a premier. Meanwhile, Billericay Town win on Saturday as they host Cheshire at New Lodge. And host champions Hornchurch. Bentley should Cheshire win Billericay and Margate lose to Hornchurch. Margate will be as good as relegated. Canvey Island have a home match against Dulwich Hamlet. Hashtag United host already relegated Concord Rangers. Meanwhile, at the Lynn Salmon Stadium, Canvey Island play Hornchurch on Tuesday night. Concord travel to Folkestone in Victor. Meanwhile, in the National League South, I think I mentioned earlier, there's one game tonight. Redbridge nil, Grays Athletic nil. They kicked off not long ago. It's currently goalless at Oakside. Saturday sees a big local derby, El Basico, as it's known. Basildon United take on playoff bound Bowers and Pitsy. Brightley see Region at the home to Heybridge Swift. Wisham Town away to third place. Phoenix Stonewater United. Grays Athletic take on already relegated Stowmarket Town. Maldon Tittree face New Salamis. Redbridge are at home to Goulston. Walthamstow are at home to Berrytown. Brentwood Town away to Wroxham, hoping to steal a playoff spot. And Basildon United face Brentwood on Tuesday night, whilst Redbridge host Ipswich Wanderers. One South, meanwhile, Waltham Abbey's penultimate game takes place on Saturday at Capuchin's at home to North Lee. Just quickly looking at the Isthmian League Premier Division, Romford, they're in action tonight against Stanway Rovers of Wolverhampton. Ilford take on Coventry, Wolford Town at home to Sporting Bengal United. And Saturday sees Athletic Newham take on White Ensign, Barkey versus West Essex, Frentford versus Southampton Town, Housedy Town versus Buckhurst Hill, Hubbury Sports take on Tapley, Little Oakley host Romford, and Tilbury, who could clinch the title on Saturday, their way at Stanway Rovers. Great Wakering Rovers host Ilford after their big FA Vars date against Worcester on Saturday. Best of luck once again to them. And there's games on Tuesday night, South Walden against Tilbury, West Essex against Sporting Bengal, and Wednesday night it's Athletic against Romford and the Town versus Great Wakering Rovers. Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted at home to 5th place Leverstock Green on Saturday. And finally, a quick look at the Furlough Nun Division 1 South. Saturday sees Basildon Town take on Worbly Rovers. Benfleet very close to the title. They're away at Brimsdown. Birmingham Ramblers at home to Clapton Community. Clapton travel to Cannonswood. Dunmo Town host Tower Hamlets. Hackney Wick versus Enfield Borough. Harlow Town face Southend Manor. Newbury Forest at Hoddesdon Town. And Barkingside are at St Margaretsbury. Monday night, Newbury Forest take on Dunmo Town. Barkingside are at Hoddesdon on Tuesday. Maiden away at Wormley. Wednesday sees Benfield, Harlow Town and Hutton are already confirmed in the playoffs. They're away at Grimsdown. Saturday in the Furlough Nun Division 1 North, Stanway Pegasus away to second placed Great Yarmouth Town. Holland face Diss Town. Harrison Parkstone are at Whittlesea Athletic. And Stanway Pegasus are at Haverhill and Wivenhoe are at Great Yarmouth. That is pretty much it. Gareth is on the way with Bumper to Bumper. I should be back on Saturday afternoon on Phoenix FM with Phoenix Sport. I hope you can join me then. If not, I should be back on Thursday night. It will be with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Thank you for listening. for your company this evening. Thanks to Andy Gardner for the reports, and thanks as well to our special guest Bailey Howard. I'm going to sign off now with Nature's Classic from Swing Out Sister Slender. Bye for now.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.